From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. economy was shedding jobs at a quick pace even before September 11th. That's according to government data out today. The September employment report shows businesses trimmed payrolls by nearly 200,000 jobs. That's the largest monthly decline in 10 years. And the figures don't include the massive layoffs announced after September 11th. NPR's John Itzty reports.
What the September employment data tell us, says economist Nancy Kimmelman of SEI Investments, is that the U.S. economy was already in recession, even before last month's terrorist attacks.
As of September, there's very little doubt that the economy was shrinking, both in terms of payroll growth, but also in terms of just general activity. So there's really no question in our minds that the economy is in recession. What it doesn't tell us is the impact of the September 11th events.
The surveys that provided the data for the September employment report were done in the second week of the month, the same week as the attack. But anyone who got a paycheck or worked even just 1 hour that week was counted as employed. Although workers laid off since September 11th aren't included, the data are still pretty grim. 199,000 jobs lost, 93,000 in manufacturing alone. The retail sector lost more than 40,000 jobs. Brooke White, a spokesperson for Nordstrom's, says it was a tough business climate even before September 11th.
For us, we saw a decline in our business prior to the attacks, and we actually did start reducing our staff about the 1st of September. And the events of September 11th really just exacerbated that situation, and unfortunately we had to further reduce our staffing.
Nationwide, Nordstrom laid off 1,600 people in September. And Nordstrom took another dramatic step. For 100 years, says White, Nordstrom's has never held more than 3 sales a year.
And we just added a sale event on September 28th, and we really needed to do that to generate sales and to reduce on-hand inventory.
Right.
And we were hoping that that would encourage customers to come into the store.
In a normal year, says White, the company would hire around 10,000 temporary employees to work during the holiday shopping season, starting in early November. But now, she says, plans for holiday hiring are up in the air. There was one apparent silver lining in today's report. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. That's possible even with big payroll cuts because the two figures come from different surveys. In any case, says Nancy Kimmelman, the unemployment rate is headed higher.
I would expect that maybe the unemployment rate will top out at 6%, which is another percentage higher than we are now. Even 6% by historical standards is not that high an unemployment rate. And I think that's one thing that people should keep in mind, which is that we're looking down the barrel of a recession, but this is certainly not a depression. Things have unraveled a little faster than we would have expected, but the level of unemployment, the level of payroll deterioration at this point in time is certainly not out of whack with what we've seen in history.
There's no question job losses are headed higher, too, says Kimmelman. She expects the big layoffs announced since the attack mean the October employment report will show an additional 250 to 300,000 jobs lost. Congress and the White House are putting together a stimulus package to try to get the economy back on track. Today at the White House, President Bush tried to head off more proposals for spending. He said it's now time to focus on tax relief to boost growth. For individuals, he said, reductions in income tax rates passed earlier this year should take effect sooner.
As well as there ought to be a provision in the tax relief package to make sure that low and moderate income workers get tax relief as well.
The president also said businesses should be allowed faster tax write-offs for investments, and they should get relief from the alternative minimum tax. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.